This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Despite mounting criticism, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke on ABC this week and defended his intention to launch a military ground operation in Rafah. That is the border town currently sheltering more than a million Palestinians who say they have nowhere else to go. America's foreign allies have now said that they are watching the presidential race, and they're wondering if there's going to be a bumpy ride ahead for international relations. Russia attacked Ukraine with a barrage of drones, so this comes as additional funding for Ukraine's efforts to defend itself against Russia faces hurdles in the U.S. Congress. The Senate has tried to move forward with the bill, but the U.S. House has not and has been stalemated. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has been hospitalized yet again following symptoms pointing to an emergent bladder issue. In a statement, the Pentagon says that Austin was transported by his security detail to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center around 2:20 on Sunday. He has now transferred all of his authorities to the Deputy Secretary of Defense, Kathleen Hicks. He remains in the hospital. Austin was diagnosed with prostate cancer back in December, and he does continue to deal with the complications from his treatment. Police say that a woman opened fire with a long gun inside celebrity pastor Joel Osteen's Texas megachurch before she was had been gunned down by two off-duty police officers who confronted her. A young child was accompanied by the woman. More at VOA.